Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Welcome into Countdown to Kickoff. It is week 4 of the Texas high school football season. Hey, you know what? That's why me and Steve work so well together. We're keeping each other on our toes.
Now I know what you were talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you what, we've got another great Countdown to Kickoff for you. You guys know how we do it. We break down each region of the state, and let's get this thing rocking and rolling today as we've got another great coach interview with you today as we welcome Mount Vernon head coach Travis McClain as he takes over his first season at the head of Mount Vernon.
We have a great senior class. We have a big senior class that has a lot of varsity football experience. And what they needed was to be reminded of two things, that the game is fun and it's meant to be fun. But the people that are here with you in this building, you matter to them. And so from day one, it was just a communication of the message that we're going to do hard things like we talked about, but through that, I'm going to be here. The coaches that we bring in that are part of the staff are going to be here, and we're going to have the best time in the world playing the best game in the world. Because I truly believe that football is the greatest game in the world because of the situations and the reliance you have to put from yourself on other people, because you can't do it alone. There's not an ISO offense, right? It's not basketball. You can't throw a no-hitter. Right? You can't do those things. It truly takes everybody. And those guys just needed to be reminded that, hey, you're going to have a lot of fun, but you're going to do it in a building filled with people who are all rowing the same direction, that give a crap you, that are going to ask about your family. They're going to ask about your personal life. They're going to have a drawer full of snacks if you need something. And they're going to love on you every chance they get. They're going to hold you accountable, but they're going to be the first one to jump your butt when you do something wrong, and the first one to hug your neck when you do something great. Kids want discipline and want structure. They want expectations. Now, does that mean that they're not going to push back on restrictions and try and slide their way every once in a while? Of course they are. They're teenagers. We all did it. But at the end of the day, when you put structure and routine in place and they know that you're doing it because you genuinely care, they're 100% going to be bought in. And I think the biggest piece for us is that they were yearning for that. You know, sometimes kids don't know what they want, but this group knew we just want these pieces. And when they saw that we've had a pretty good plan of how to implement those pieces, man, they were all in from the jump. From an offensive standpoint, it's no secret. Anybody that's watched 30 seconds of us, our offense runs through our run game. And Dawson Witherspoon is an absolute stud. I was telling a college coach the other day that in the 12 years that I've been coaching high school football, he's the best running back that I've had on a team. He has 993 yards through three games and 12 touchdowns. He's averaging over 330 yards and four touchdowns a game. Dawson's a great player, but our offensive line is the nucleus, is the foundation of our offense. And we've got some pieces, and Kay George, he started a lot of football games. He's our starting quarterback right now. He's the steady Eddie, right? He's the captain of the ship. And from an offensive standpoint, we're going to find ways to run the football, but we have pieces in place to where if you're going to load the box and put us in one-on-one coverage, you know, we have some explosivity. We've got three touchdowns of over 30 yards in the passing game in three games, and we have the ability to stretch you vertically as well. And then from the defensive standpoint, we're an odd front. We play quite a bit of man coverage, which I know can be different at the high school level. And all of that is going to run straight through the middle of the field. Our nose, Cordell Carroll, is an absolutely phenomenal football player. We've got great edge pressure between two seniors. We call him Chicken, Andres Diaz, and Landry Moss, and then our Mike linebacker, Ryder Bowers, who is a phenomenal athlete who has a great future in playing college baseball as well. Of the five names I said, four of them are seniors. Sorry, of the six
names. Thank you so much for that, Coach Travis McClain. We've got plenty to get to as we look at the East region of Texas coming up next. Week four, right here on Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Appreciate that. And once again, big shout out to our guy Travis McClain over there at Mount Vernon. Nice start for them so far. That's a little 3-1, or excuse me, 3 Class 3, Division 1, it's easy for me to say 10 times fast, as they've got a big game this week. And, you know, look, it's one of those deals where, and we're going to talk to Coach Jared Fakach here in the next segment, where, you know, depending upon the size of the district, Steve, a lot of schools, a lot of Texas is kicking off district play this week. You had some that kicked off last week. Those are like for your larger scale districts. But for the most part, I would argue probably 50-60% of the state will be kicking off district play today.
Yeah, and there's some schools, this is their second game. Second district game.
Yeah.
Some of the larger schools, and then some of the smaller schools, I mean, essentially, you got three, even four more games before they even hit district.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the crazy thing about district play is, and look, you and I have talked about this time and time again, where you get the, and every coach, and look, I have yet to have a coach tell me otherwise. You got, you know, we know how you got three phases of football,
right?
You know, offense, defense,
absolutely,
special teams. We got three phases of the Texas high school football season now.
Yeah, it's like three seasons almost.
Provided you make it to that third season.
Yeah, that is
okay.
True. That
the
is
third
true.
Season isn't guaranteed for everybody, but pre-district, district, and then playoffs if you're fortunate enough to make it that far.
Now,
real quickly.
I have something to say about that.
Say it.
As a coach, because, see, here's the big thing. It's like, if you haven't seen a team before or you want to see their new scheme for the year, you go to somebody that just played them and let me get some tape on it.
Right.
You know, that type of thing.
Right.
But the coaches get sneaky and they say, okay, we're not in district yet, so we're not even going to show our real us,
and that's
our real
crazy,
identity.
Man, when you think about it, I mean, you got teams like you said. It's kind of like, I mean, I don't want to trivialize it and call it it's preseason like pre-district,
right,
but let's
right.
call it what it is. You're right. I mean, are you going to be a little more vanilla in those first few districts? Now, if you're a Duncanville, if you're an Atascocita,
right,
if you're a South Oak Cliff, I don't know that you can afford to be vanilla early on, right? Because then you're going to get your doors blown off.
Well, and what about dress rehearsal? I mean, you've got young kids coming up, and it's like, we played three games, and we haven't even run what we're going to be running during district.
Exactly.
So that's difficult to do.
A couple games that from the big school side of things we're going to keep an eye on, especially in East Texas and the Southeast region, as you know, that we're want to do. The Pearland Oilers ranked 10th, and of course, shout out to my boy Maimon. His daughters go to Pearland. That is a sports crazy area down down there. Not to say that other areas aren't, but I just know from my time down in H-Town, the Pearland loves its football. They've got a big game against the Alvin Yellow Jackets. Then on the north side of H-Town, the Woodlands Highlanders, they're 3-0. They take on the Willis Wildcats. Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff. All right, welcome back in. It's Countdown to Kickoff. Week 4 of the Texas high school football season. What a start to the season it's been for a lot of you guys. But I'll tell you what, we are getting into, we're just a couple days away from the autumn solstice.
Yeah.
Which means that weather should start to trickle down in temperature.
Does that mean light wrap?
Well, let's ask TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Well, East Texas friends, it's high school football again, and your kickoff temperatures mainly into the upper 70s to mid 80s. Definitely want to bring a poncho with you. There will be some scattered storms around the area. These storms will dissipate after sunset. Hopefully, your game won't be delayed. But if it doesn't rain, hopefully you've got some shorts and a t-shirt on because then temperatures will be a little bit warm. I'm Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Now, is that a regular poncho or is that a Sears poncho he wants you to put on?
Well, it's not going to be a plastic one unless it's raining, so there you go. Hey, I got some love here for the folks in Tyler. Thank you for listening in on the 92.1 FM, the team. How about KGAS in Carthage, KIVY out of Crockett, KMVL in Madisonville, KMHT out of Marshall, and KSST out of Sulphur Springs.
Shout out to all my folks in Madisonville. My daughter was a 2021 graduate of Madisonville High School. All right, coming up next, a couple more games to look at in the Eastern region, and then, of course, we'll take it to the South Side. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We are on it here on Countdown to Kickoff, Texas State Networks, as we get you ready for week 4 of the Texas high school football season.
Did you say four?
I'll tell you what, dude. It's moving. It is absolutely moving. And let's see, Port Arthur, they're in action this weekend, or they're in action tonight as they've got the Cleburne Yellow Jackets. Lufkin, their 2-1 record. They're right now they're ranked 7th in 5A Division 1, and of course, obviously, Port Arthur's 9th in 5A Division 1. Taking a quick gander over there at 5A Division 2. Port Neches Groves, we had coach on earlier in the year. They're sitting right now at 5th. They're 3-0 on the season so far. And then, of course, I'll tell you what, look, I don't want to... Again, we're not ones to pat ourselves on the back here, Steve, but you know we're want to do from time to time. So far, the Fort Bend Marshall Buffaloes, which Coach James Williams was joined us just a couple nights ago, he is 9th on the season as well. But they've got their hands full this Friday night as the Richmond Randall Lions come to town. So that's going to be an interesting matchup there. And of course, Iowa Colony, they're going to be playing Baytown Lee, another East Texas showdown as well. So, look, we're like we said, man, we're in that stretch now where, you know, there's still a lot of football left, but, you know, with pre-district play being over for a lot of teams, you're going to start seeing a lot more district games starting season, district season starting. So, you know, it's a little more of an impetus to, all right, now we got to start getting things rolling.
It's time to make it count.
No, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. Let's see here. Just running through. I think we got a couple more games to get to as well. You mentioned Carthage. Obviously, you know, they've got a huge matchup as they play Tyler Chapel Hill. So that's a big matchup. And, of course, Carthage had no problem with them last year. But, again, Tyler Chapel Hill, and, again, that's another team that you know each and every week they are going to be ready. And then another team in the East. And, of course, it's a game very near and dear to my heart. As and interesting matchup here, too, because you got a 4A school in Silsby, which is ranked 10th right now. And they're going to be visiting the Westbrook Bruins out of my old stomping grounds in Big Money, Texas.
So, is Carthage a dynasty?
Oh, it absolutely is.
I mean, what he's done there is just remarkable. I mean, you can just kind of put a ring on every finger.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's got, what, 10 titles already, going for an 11th, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, you see pictures of that and you just go, holy moly, are you kidding me?
No. It's incredible what they've done over there as well. So, no, they've, I mean, I don't think there's any shortage. And, of course, big-time TSN affiliate over there as well. So,
absolutely.
I think we've got the South coming up next.
We have more of the South coming up.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So, all right. So, you want to run through a couple more games in the West?
Go ahead.
Or excuse me, in the East.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see here. We've got as I go. Let's see. Hold on one second. As we go through this, we have. Stand by one second as I get this thing rocking and rolling here. Okay, just some games to look forward to. Like we said, we got Fort Bend Austin. They're going to be going up against Fort Bend Dulles. Katy and Katy Cinco Ranch, they're going to be locking up against each other on Friday. And then, of course, you've got Katy Taylor and Katy Morton Ranch as well. Then also, too, Colleen Shoemaker. They're going to be visiting Waco University as well. So lots to get to. And, of course, again, it's week 4 of the high school football season, so we'll be staying and keeping you up to date on everything, especially on the post-game show tonight. So lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is the Countdown to Kickoff.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Okay, welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff on a Friday night. All right, you guys know how we do each and every week. We have a different coach on. Let's go out to Cuero's head coach, Jared Fakach. Great stuff from him as they look to move to 4-0.
And growing up in Shiner, my dad coached in Gonzales for a little while. He coached against Cuero. So, you know, I knew the Robert Straits, saw those guys. And Cuero was just a place, you know, that – if you're going to be a football coach and you want to, you know, you want to have a chance to succeed and win a state championship or just be at a place that's got a ton of tradition, as soon as it came open, you know, I had some conversations with my wife. We hadn't been at Eastview very long, but it was also like, hey, we want to raise our kids in a smaller community. And so I had some ties down here a little bit. And so, you know, I knew it was an area of Texas that's an awesome place for kids to grow up. And so that's kind of what drew me here. But the town, the community, the traditions, you know, those things were a big plus too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, we came in with some strengths in some areas that are big in football, O-line, quarterback, you know, areas like that. And so we knew we could hang our hat a little bit on that stuff to get in because we were young. We're still young on the defensive side. Bunch of kids that, you know, they've played big downs, but some of them, a lot of them were on JV and a few of them on varsity. And so we're still getting our footing in that area of kids just growing up. We got a new defensive system as well. And so they're still learning, to be honest with you, on that side of the ball. But we've hung our hat on some guys, Jackson Maria, Walker Dietz in our O-line and being able to score points and take care of the football. And our defense has made plays when they've needed to make plays for us to win. I mean, we opened up against Columbus. They were number one in the state. Lavernia's number five in the state and 4A bigger than us. Yoakum's ranked in the top 10. Tons of talent. And so – you know, where our team is, you know, everybody talk to the kids. They're happy we're 3-0. I don't think they're satisfied anywhere at all. They know we have growth. They know we have things to work on. And this is a big picture for us. Like I said, like you said, you know, that we break it into three phases as well. Right. We're in our first season, as we like to call it. Right. And so we're going to compete and we're going to try to get better in our first season, because in the second season is when, you know, obviously you're qualified for the playoffs and you're getting a chance to win championships. And so, you know, it's a group that's coming together, that's still learning and overcoming some adversity. We lost our starting left tackle on the first play of the game against Columbus of the season, 3-year starter. And so we've had to move some guys around, and they've done a really good job at adjusting at some things. Our kids got confidence in each other, I believe. And so we're continuing still to grow up and learn about ourselves. Like you said, we're going on the road to play a very talented Miller team. I know they're 0-3 right now, but they've played three really good teams. They're really athletic, and so we're gonna have to play good football. But like I said, I like the confidence.
That was Jared Fakach from Cuero. Plenty to get you when we come back. What's the weather looking like? And a couple more games. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff. Holy mackerel, ladies and gentlemen. Can you have a senior moment at 44 years old? My God. Holy Toledo.
Hey, but this senior is going to help you keep it together.
Ladies and gentlemen. What a moment. What a moment right there. All right. What's the weather looking like in your neck of the world? Well, let's find out from TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Well, Hill Country, South and Southeast Texas, Friday night lights. Look for some scattered showers and storms, about a 25% coverage, especially across the Brazos Valley, stretching through San Antonio and down across the Rio Grande Valley. The Texas coast should be pretty much rain-free. Temperatures at kickoff will mainly be into the upper 80s to low 90s, so make sure you dress appropriately. And also, bring a rain poncho just in case you need it, but any storms that do form will be few and far between, dissipating after sunset. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Okay, a rain poncho. That's what you need to bring.
And once again, dress appropriately.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
Got some love here.
That goes without saying.
Corpus Christi area, 1440 KEYS. That is Keys and KWHI out of Brenham, KRXT out of Rockdale, and Noble Radio all in South Texas. We got 11 of them from Smiley to Hebronville and Allswell to Dilley.
Wonderful stuff from you, as always, Mr. Steve Randall. All right, that wraps up the East as well as the Southern region of the state. Well, actually, I'll rattle off a few more Southern region games here in the last couple segments as well. But when we come back, South Lake Carroll's play-by-play guy. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats.
Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We are, well, I want to say I'm on it. But today, and again, hey, apology to my southern folks. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. What a day it's been so far. Okay, you guys know how we do with coaching interviews. Maybe we'll get a play-by-play guy. Maybe we'll get a writer on. But today, for our northern friends here in the northern part of the state, let's jump out to front of the show as well. You can hear him every Friday night. You'll hear him later on tonight as well. When Chris Blake, play-by-play voice for the number one ranked South Lake Carroll Dragons, as they take on what a lot of people think is the number one game in the state this week. Weekend against the Euless Trinity.
Welcome into week four of Texas high school football, and as we like to do here on the Countdown to Kickoff show, we like to not only talk to our coaches but also play-by-play announcers all across the state of Texas, and it's always an honor to talk to Chris Blake. Chris, South Lake Carroll Dragons having a year.
Well, I don't know about an honor to talk to me, but I appreciate you having me on either way. But, yeah, it's been an impressive start to the year for Carroll. Three big wins to start the year. District opening win over Byron Nelson, 52-3 last week.
You know, I was doing a deep dive in just trying to figure out this week what would be games of the week or games that we really want to take note of, other than just normally, you know, just mentioning a score when it's all said and done. But it's I'm looking at Riley Dodge. He's been there 7 years. This is his eighth year, and I don't see where he has lost a home game. So it's got to be extremely difficult to go into Dragon Stadium and come away with a win.
Yeah, I think it's just a difficult place to play. I think even now, what are we, 25, 30 years into kind of this mystique that Carroll has created around itself, I think there's just a certain factor that goes into playing there. I don't know if you want to call it intimidation factor, but there's certainly an aura that, you know, the Dragons want to have other teams feel when they come into Dragon Stadium. And I think, you know, that home record has supported that, and, you know, not having a home loss since Riley Dodge took over during the regular season, at least, speaks volumes about that.
One of the things that was impressive to me was Euless Trinity, just because of the history there and the heritage. And there's some big boys at Euless Trinity. And I'm thinking, how difficult is it going to be to get a second district win for Riley Dodge this year?
I think it's going to be a challenge. You know, this is a Trinity team that, like Carroll, has been pretty dominant so far this year. Trinity's outscored its opponents 106-30 on the season. And you talk about that size for the Trojans. You know, Trinity averages on its offensive line 6'2.5", 301 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Carroll, on the flip side, not small by any measure, averages 6'3.5", 282 pounds. But on average, Trojans linemen outweigh them by about 20 pounds, including a couple of guys going to play Division One in Leonte Chandler, senior left tackle for the Trojans, who's 6'6", 300, and Toa Katoa, their right guard, who's 6'6", 393. So these are some big guys that the Carroll defensive line is going to have to deal with.
Now, looking at point differential for the Dragons as well, 136-10. So when you look at the whole scheme of things, on paper, pretty evenly matched. So is it really going to be a game in the trenches?
I think so. I mean, these are two offensive lines that are probably among the best, if not in the area, if not in the state. You know, both of them have multiple Division I players, seniors on the offensive line. Carroll, a couple of Division I juniors on its offensive line.
Appreciate that from play-by-play for South Lake Carroll, Chris Blake. And again, we'll hear from him tonight. Let's take a look at some of the games that everybody's going to be talking about on the north side coming up next.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff,
brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right, and look, as a lot of you folks out there can appreciate, the number one game in the DFW this Friday tonight is none other than Euless Trinity and South Lake Carroll, both 3-0 teams, both top 10 ranked teams, with Carroll being ranked number one in the state. And, of course, you've got Euless Trinity ranked, I want to say, eighth in the state by our boy Dave Campbell.
Now, and we're looking forward to some of the other matchups in North Texas. And this kind of, I don't know, slides down to the south a little bit. But I'm a little confused on this one.
Go ahead. Doesn't take much.
Randall, who won state. Yeah, thanks. Randall, who won state last year.
It's easy for me to say.
Yeah, exactly. They traveled to Fort Bend Marshall.
Yeah.
And people are picking Fort Bend Marshall.
Well,
I know, that's
a good football team.
That's throwing me out there, Katie.
Well, I mean, one team has the countdown to kickoff mojo; the other team doesn't.
You do have a point there, so, and that's a real thing, by the way.
It absolutely is.
And of course, you talked about
can't cure with penicillin.
Katie and Cinco Ranch, and then how about North Crowley and Rockwall?
Yeah, no, that Rockwall North Crowley game should be a lot of fun as well. And you know, Rockwall, look, Rockwall's tough. They just got beat last week by a dadgum good Louisville team, which, by the way, Louisville is idle this week because, you know, they're 3-0. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, they've beaten down folks left and right. But another team, I'll tell you what, though. Here we are in week four of the Texas high school football season. Duncanville is finally playing its second game of the season. This is from our friends over at the Dallas Morning News.
Exactly.
Duncanville won its season opener against South Oak Cliff, but could face rust after not playing in week one or three. They had three wide receivers caught a touchdown pass in their first game, and their running back, Mr. Braden Arnold, he had 14 totes for 102 yards and scored twice. Now, Waxahachie.
All right, that's intriguing me right there.
Well, and we talked about the district matchup, okay.
Right.
Their quarterback is Jerry Meyer III. He's a TCU commit. He's already thrown for 504 yards and six touchdowns. Now, they're 2-0 on the season, all right? They had one of their games, I want to say, get canceled due to weather. And then they've got another kid on their squad, a wide receiver, Cohen Brown. He's a Texas commit, and he's got 12 receptions for 234 yards and a touchdown. He also plays cornerback as well. So, while I know a lot of people, and again, look, I mean, it's the DFW. So let's not get carried away as far as quality is concerned. But while I know that Euless Trinity, South Lake Carroll is going to be a hot ticket as well.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Duncanville, Waxahachie. You already mentioned North Crowley and Rockwall. And then Battle of Frisco's, Frisco Reedy and Frisco Wakeland as well. And then real quick, our friends over at Lancaster, they play Mesquite Horn.
Pilot Point at Howe.
Hey-o!
Yeah!
Pilot Point, they've got all the mojos. All right, weather and more coming up next. A lot of good football tonight. A lot of good football tonight.
I'm going to be watching.
And, of course, you know, like I said, it is week four. Real quick, you got DeSoto and Mesquite. DeSoto finally got off the schneid last week. They won. And, in fact, not only did they win against Corpus Christi Miller, but they won by 70 points. So, needless to say, big win for them last week. Anna and Lovejoy, also another
Allen had
game.
A big week.
Allen did have a big week. Allen's having a lot of big weeks. They play Plano as well. So, again, a lot of good football in week four. District plays just getting started. But also, does this mean that the inclement weather is just getting started? Let's find out from TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Friday night lights here across north and central Texas. Our weather story, well, a few scattered showers and storms around kickoff, especially in east and central Texas. Out into the big country and Red River Valley, you should remain dry. And temperatures, well, we're going to be into the low to mid 80s during the game. And definitely want to wear the shorts. Also, make sure you wear short sleeve shirts and sandals. But keep an umbrella or a poncho handy just in case, especially in east Texas. Storms will dissipate after sunset. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Shorts, sandals, and t-shirts, people. It's that kind of weather here in the DFW. All right, coming up next, we'll take a trip across the western part of the state and wrap up things for your week four. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Yeah, we are. Let's welcome in all of our West Texas friends as we're hitting the home stretch here on Countdown to Kickoff. We are just, depending upon where you're at. Not that far away from kickoff here to week four of the season. Of course, some of you folks got that thing rocking and rolling on a Thursday night. But let's, without further ado, we sat down with Mark Richardson, play-by-play voice for Kahoma, as they've got a big matchup, rivalry-type matchup with Albany coming up tonight.
As usual, we like to talk to coaches, but we also like to talk to folks with boots on the ground. And none better than play-by-play announcer for the Kahoma Bulldogs, Mr. Mark Richardson. Mark, it's always an honor to talk to you, and you're a great friend of the program, sir.
Man, we love the program. We've been loyal to y'all for a long time, and we love the way y'all take care of us out here in West Texas, the little small schools that sometimes get overlooked, not when it comes to TSN. We're in good standing with y'all all the time.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Mark, Bulldogs are strolling into Albany to take on the Lions. They look impressive on paper when you start looking at the Albany Lions, but you guys look impressive as well. Look at the numbers. I mean, Albany puts up about 37 points a game. You guys put up 41. They allow 7 points a game. You allow 3. So I think this is going to be a pretty good game.
You know, like you said, if you look at it on paper, it's a coin toss. I don't see it that way. I think Albany gets a little more respect because they've got the tradition. When you talk about 2A football, Albany's just one of those schools that come up. So they automatically get a little bit of an edge. Don't forget they're also playing at home, and Albany is a tough place to play. The fact that's overlooked is that Kahoma is, man, we brought back a lot of guys like Albany did, but we are faster than we've been. Really, in the 12 years I've been calling, speed-wise, I don't think we've ever had a team that went out and was this fast, this quick, this shifty, able to scramble as well as we do.
If you strictly go by the numbers and you say, okay, what we do in week one, put up 60 points. Week two, yes, you ran up against a very stingy Roscoe team and you put up 14. Then you turned right around and you had Kermit at home and you put up 51 points. So speed, yes, but you've got some offensive weapons as well.
Well, let's go back to that Roscoe game. We started a quarterback that's never started a game at quarterback. He's a fantastic receiver. Austin Joslin, you recognize his dad. Mm-hmm. He's the head coach and athletic director. Austin is a great quarterback, but had decided he wanted to be a receiver because he's got Boyd Cox, a four-year starter, behind, under center. And unfortunately, we lose Boyd for the season. Oh. And so Austin has to step up. And it was a growing game for him against Roscoe. But what we learned is that kid can move. He can scramble. He can run. He's fast. And he's quick. And once things started clicking, you can see what happened against Kermit. I mean, he was throwing for touchdowns. He was running them in himself. He's got great support. We've got one of the best kickers again this year in the state, whether it's on kickoffs or whether it's PATs or even the 37-yard field goal he kicked last week. And then he's got so much other experience out there with Landon Wells, Lance and Moore. I could just go on and on. This is a very, very talented team that people just haven't heard about yet. So don't listen to the spread.
Not only offensively, but you guys are starting to put it together defensively as well, and you're beginning to be extremely stubborn.
Bring on Wall. That's a dangerous thing to say. Wall is just a perennial state powerhouse. Give us a 100% healthy team, and I wish we had played Wall first game of the season. But right now we're worried about Albany. And you mentioned defense. These guys are on the ball, hustling. I like our chances on both sides of the ball.
Appreciate our guy Mark Richardson, as always. All right, coming up next, we will take a look at games from across the western part of the state. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Shout out to our guy, Mark Richardson, as always. Great stuff from him. He does a great job, not only there, but what's that? And they're at what? The Big Love? What's the station? Big Love.
KSS. I mean, why did I just draw a blank?
It's been that kind of show. You know what?
It's K-Best.
K-Best.
Yes.
Where did I get Big Love?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what radio you've been listening to. When Mark hears this, he's gonna laugh really hard.
Why?
Big Love, Mark
Big
Richardson.
Love. Big Love Big Radio. Love. Big Love Radio. Maybe I'm thinking of the show.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of the show.
K-Best, KBS-TFM.
I don't know.
Big Spring, Texas.
Big Spring.
Big Love and Big Spring. There you go. Big Love, Texas.
Who's ready for some football?
Coming into Big Love tonight. Hey, speaking of Big Love, you know, he was talking about Wall. And I tell you, they're a huge powerhouse. They always have been.
Right.
And when you make the playoffs and you look down the list and you go, oh, man, we got to face Wall. It does happen. When you look back at what they've done so far this year, 48-7 over Mason their first week, and then they trounced Brownwood 35-10, and then Tuscaloosa, Jim Ned, they beat 24-0, and Jim Ned, they've won state here in the past 3 years, and so Wall, they're tough. They're playing Monahans. Not going to be a whole lot of struggle there against Monahans, but that's going to be a tough district.
Let's see here. Just some games to get you ready for, especially in the Lubbock area. You've got Seminole at Lubbock Cooper Liberty. Mm-hmm. They're 3-0 in the year. Seminole's 2-1. Farwell, they're 2-0. They're at Abernathy. Abernathy's 1-2. Idaloo, they're 1-2. They're at Odessa Compass. Odessa Compass is 3-0 on the year. Then you've got Slayton at Post. Both of those teams are 3-0, so somebody's going to have to go down today. And then you got Lubbock Cooper at Friendship as well. Lubbock Cooper is 2-1 on the year, while Friendship is 1-2. So definitely looking forward to those. You've also got some, as far as some other games that are going on, non-district interclass games tonight. Odessa High at Monterey, Lubbock High at San Angelo Lakeview, Plainview at Dumas, Brownfield at Leveland, Clyde at Snyder, Estacado at Sweetwater, Midland Greenwood at Shallow Water, Morton at Dimmitt, New Home at Denver City, Trinity Christian at Floydada, and Wellington at Lubbock Christian. And then don't forget, last but certainly not least, Coronado at Abilene Cooper.
Hey, we got weather next.
We certainly do. And then we will put a bow on what has been an exciting show. Canada Kickoff. Don't go anywhere.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet. Under the bed. In the car. But I don't want your money. Or your TV. I can't be scared away. Or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back in. Final segment of the show here on Countdown to Kickoff. We're ready for some high school football, and I know you are too. But if you haven't stepped out the door yet, or if you are, maybe you need to take a quick trip back, here is TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff on the weather.
Well, here we go. Friday night lights. We're getting closer and closer to fall, and soon you'll be able to, well, wear a light jacket to the games, but not yet. The temperatures at kickoff in West Texas, mainly into the low 80s across the panhandle and high deserts, and rainfall right now doesn't look that great. There will be a few isolated to scattered showers and storms in the mountains of West Texas out towards El Paso. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Appreciate that, Danny B. And, of course, my boy Stevie R. has a few affiliates. No Big Love on the list
I don't know.
Or are they?
Maybe.
Or are they?
Big love to Abilene. How about Fox Sports Abilene, KWKC, Big Bend Radio, KVLF out of Alpine, and K-Best Media out of Big Love, Big Spring. Big love to Big Mark Richardson.
That's it.
There you go.
That's exactly it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tune in. If you enjoyed what you heard, or if you're just mystified about what you heard tonight, be sure to tune in tonight to the post-game show right here on TSN.
And don't forget Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Absolutely.
Come look for us.
Please do. And then don't forget, you can also call into the hotline as well. But make sure you check out the show tonight at 10 o'clock, 10:30, depending upon where you go. Good night, God bless, and good luck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.